Mechaber brings down Reish Tadivov Gimel that somebody that doesn't have Yayin or Chamar Medina for that matter for Havdalah, then Lechatchila he should, and he knows he's going to get tomorrow, then he should not eat before he makes Havdalah. And which means, in effect, that he's not going to have, even if he has pas, even if he has lechem, you can't make Havdalah on bread, and it's going to come out that he's going to miss Malach Malachar, because he's going to be fasting. But since the din is that he's not supposed to eat, so Mamela, that overrides the fact that he's supposed to have Malach Malachar. However, if he doesn't know that he's going to have food tomorrow, he's not 100% sure, then he's allowed to eat. And the Maisa, the way that the Mishnah Berurah goes, brings down to how do we pass on the Maisa? He says, Yesh la achmer kisvar achrein azu. If it's not too hard, then you should fast. Unless it's a person who's a Adam Chalash. I mean, he already had two suddas today. But still, Lachera, still considered Adam Chalash. First of all, the guy doesn't have wine, you don't know, maybe he doesn't have too much other food either. But no, in the case that Ain't Matapa until he's matzapa that he's going to have tomorrow. I'm sorry, matzapa that he's going to have tomorrow. It's not matzapa that he's going to have tomorrow, and he doesn't have to wait. And he brings that yeshem mishmotel lechol yeshem that he should, and he says lechatchila to go like the second yeshemim. We always have a shaila how do we pass with yeshemim. Over here he says lechatchila to be machmer that if he's going to have tomorrow, he shouldn't eat before tomorrow. Or if he's adam chalash, then he could eat already tonight. Siv dalid is if it's Kiddush or Havdalah, then wine for Havdalah goes first, like because you can be Mekadosh al Pas. And Havdalah comes, however, Ner Chanukah comes before Havdalah, which would mean also that Lechera will be able to eat right away, Matzah Shabbos, if he doesn't have any food. Now, Sif Vav talks about Havdalah, if he's supposed to stand or sit, and there's different minhagim. For the most part, like Mechaber Pasens, it's Mashmois of Tesis in Brachas, that any time that you're being made to other people, you should be sitting down to make a Kriyas. However, Kanzan, that's only if they're drinking from there, you need the Kriyas, because you're being made to them with a Bracha. If you're made to them with a Bracha of Birchas Hanen. However, if you're just being made to them with a Birchas Mitzvah, then in Echonami, Kanzan, you don't have to sit down. If you stand up, that is fine. And Lamaisa, that's how the Mishnah Berurah says, that is the minig. Chenoig dinis eilut to stand up. Punkt, my minig is to sit down. But many, many have a minig. I think a woman just came this past Matzah Shabbos to be yates with us. My wife invited her to stand, to sit down. No, she stands. Okay, should you have some standing, some sitting? Lechera, if you're not being made to them at the end of the day, they're not drinking, then Lechera would be fine. To have some stand, some sitting. Lamaisa, many stand, many sit, do what your minig is. Each one has good, you say this. Tesis Lamaisa mentions that Tesis himself is ma'ir on the minig, that the minig seems to stand and he's matmi on it. But there already was that minig already many hundreds of years ago. Sifav is how exactly to make Havdalah, what to do, what to hold, where to hold it. So the way that the Mechaber seems to paskin is that that means at the beginning of Havdalah already, when you're making Brei Pri HaGafen, Mevarach al Hayayin. Hine Kel Yeshuasi, some people don't even pick it up. Some people don't hold anything. Some people start picking it up from Kreis Yeshua Yisesel. That's when they pick it up, the Kreis. Some people, my meaning is to pick it up already from the beginning. Many people from the beginning. But for Etzem, it's just Sukkim beforehand. Sukkim beforehand is not really a Chilik of the Kiddush, therefore you don't really have to hold it. B'shas the Kiddush, when you start with the Bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen, that's when you're supposed to hold it. And Mechaber Paskins, that you should be holding it, hold the wine in your right hand, and hold the Hadas in your left hand. It means you're already holding the Besamim from the first Bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen. And then he says, when you get to the second bracha, baby, then switch. Put the kiddush in your left. Put the havdalah. I'm sorry, the kreis in your left hand, and put the besam in your right hand. Then and make the bracha, and then machzer hayayin liyaminoi, mevarach al hazeh machzer hayayin liyaminoi, which the Mishnah Berurah says that machzer hayayin liyaminoi means only after you make the Mevarach al hadas umeinichoi v'reya b'tzipornayim. And then you wrap to the yayin v'yimineh. That means that the way that you do it is you hold the wine in your right hand only by the first bracha and by the last bracha. You hold it by the first bracha, and if the psalm is in your left hand, then you switch psalm to your left hand, your right hand, and the kodesh in your left hand. Then you put down the psalm and you look at your hand with your right hand. And you make your bracha. It's Mizuric in the Mishnah Brura that you're supposed to look at your nails beforehand. Some people have a minute to look afterwards, though. Because the pashas is, you should really make the bracha first. It's a birch zanen. Because you're not allowed to be nene before you have the bracha. So the question is, what bracha? Achayes la'arish. Maybe some people say that you have to look at it first. This is achayes la'arish. It's meaning a different way. Achayes the pashas doesn't mean, like we'll see, it says in Reish Tadiches, achayes la'arish doesn't mean that you actually have to have hanah. It means that you're chulis for hanah. Either way, the sudden makan lakan, the Mishnah Berurah lemais, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, is to first look at your nails and then make the bir mireish. And then afterwards, you put back the kodesh into your right hand and you finish off Abdallah. Now, lemais, like the Aruch HaShulchan points out, many people don't do this. Many people, he says, the Iker Nekuda is not so much what you're holding in your left hand. The Iker Nekuda is that when you're making the bracha, you should be making the bracha holding what you're supposed to be holding in the right hand. So really, when it comes to the bracha layayin, you have to make the yayin in your right hand. When it comes to the besamim, you have to put the right hand in the besamim. And lechur, looking at your right hand, with the that's the Indian with the primary age to be nene, even though you're not holding anything. That's, and then afterwards, you put back the wine in your right hand, and that's what the choral pachas most people do, is at least to be holding. Some people put the kreis in their. Some people put the kreis in the right hand for primary age also. There's different minhagim lekan lekan. The Aruch HaShulchan really is just saying that the Nekuda is that when you're making a bracha on something, it should be held in your right hand. Siv Zayin is even those that are already Yetzah. Afilu Shamo Kol Bnei Habayis Avdala Bezek Nesis. Nizkavnu Shlei Lotze is Mavdilim Bebayis. Because, and the sum of the Milsa is, that you're not. Mishnah Berurah says, Tami Nechal Me'en Simchana Avdala Shlei Bezek Nesis. V'chein Roi Lechol Adam Linoi. And that is the meaning for most people that they're not Yetzah. Many people, many shuls already by now do not make Avdala. I know I grew up in a shul that did make Avdala. And, well, in America, many shuls in America don't make. Certain shuls, most don't. Especially out of town, maybe. Out of town. My father's like a type of young Israel type of shul. And shivish places don't make. And they did. And the person that made the Avdala was Taka Yitzin Shul. And anybody else that has to be. But for the most part, most shuls don't make. But in a chlami, if your shul does make, says Mr. Brewer, lechatchila, if you have other people at home to be yaitzeh, you should be mighty them. Be mechavin, not to be yaitzeh in shul, and to be mighty them lechatchila once you get home.